local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
And give it up for hour two. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. We are informative. We are local. We are dependable with a lovely Friday edition continuing for you here. Austin and Steve Taylor here in the studio with you. Steve, how are you, sir?
I am doing terrifically, especially since it's Friday.
Yes, Friday is really the selling point as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just looking forward to the weekend, man. It's been an eventful week, and that college football video game that we've been talking about for a while has been out for about a week or so. Mm-hmm. And I've just, yeah, I've been gaming. But we'll talk more about video games later. There's a headline about it and everything. But right now, our top three stories, Vice President Kamala Harris, you're going to hear a lot about her too. She says that her meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was frank and constructive. Both Harris and President Biden met with Netanyahu separately Thursday, with Harris saying that her and Biden are working daily to bring home U.S. hostages in Gaza. She went on to add that there's been hopeful movement in ceasefire talks. Netanyahu and Biden had a bilateral meeting in the Oval Office before meeting with families of American hostages being held by Hamas. Netanyahu praised Biden for his decades of public service and support of Israel as the meeting comes just days after Biden bowed out of the 2024 presidential election. Now, Steve, this was, of course, yesterday, but today Netanyahu, he's been a busy bee. Mm-hmm. He had a sit down with former President Trump, didn't he?
Right. He went to basically Mar-a-Lago to meet with him.
Yes.
And former President Trump says the hostages who are being held by Hamas need to be released immediately. He met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at Mar-a-Lago, and Trump added that if he wins the presidential election in November, the conflict in the Middle East will be worked out, and we quote, very quickly. He went on to criticize the Biden administration's handling of the war in Gaza, claiming there would be major wars in the Middle East if Vice President Kamala Harris is in the Oval Office. Mm.
And the drug lord who founded the Sinaloa cartel with Joaquin El Chapo Guzman has also been arrested in El Paso. Ismael Zambada Garcia, known as El Mayo, the leader of the largest cartel in Mexico, has been arrested. NBC News says that Zambada founded the Sinaloa cartel with the now jailed El Chapo back in 1987 and quickly became one of the DEA's most wanted criminals as a result. Mm-hmm. The agency had a $15 million reward out for him as of 2021. Now, I believe he was just found by just like DEA itself, right?
Right.
Man, but if somebody came forward and got that $15 million, good for them.
I could use that.
Yeah, who couldn't? just about 5:15 here, we'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, it was just typical issues, though there were several in hour one. Let's see. Right now, there's not a ton going on. We do have some backups on Palafox Street if you're traveling southbound. This is going to be if you are approaching Cervantes Street, so be on the lookout for that. Also have some backups on Cervantes itself if you're traveling westbound towards I-110 and on Garden Street if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. So just a few areas downtown that have slightly increased congestion at this time. Also, Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox Street looking slightly backed up as well. Outside of that, Gulf Breeze Parkway looking good. Navarre Parkway still has some minor backups traveling westbound towards Highway 87, though those have seemingly decreased some. And on Caroline Street, we had a lot of issues here. If you were traveling eastbound, passing Walmart, and westbound, traveling over Blackwater River, getting into downtown Milton, but both of those areas have seemingly cleared out. Steve, how's the weather, bud?
Well, in our weekend forecast, it's kind of a mixed bag. Some sun, some showers, both tomorrow and on Sunday. High of 87 on tomorrow, 89 on Sunday, low of 76 at night. And we do have a tropical wave which just appeared way out in the Atlantic. It's very far out, but of course we'll keep an eye on it. Right now, development seems to be a very low percentage, at least for the next few days. And that's the forecast for the weekend on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Thank you very much, sir. All righty, getting into some local headlines here. FPNL is 1 year into a pilot program to lower maintenance costs at rural solar facilities. At one location in Santa Rosa County, they've found a way to cut costs on lawn care, and it's mostly taken care of by a large flock of sheep.
Really?
That's about as natural of a means of lawn care as you're going to get.
Yeah.
FPL running the program at its Blackwater River solar facility in Milton. The sheep flock has doubled in size with around 100 sheep and lambs keeping grass and weeds short at the site. They've also been working with the Santa Rosa County 4-H, offering the organization a donation and the students community service hours for working with the animals. Man, I don't have a big yard. Just give me one. Well, maybe two.
Yeah, you know, there's no gas, no maintenance, maybe just a little methane as the byproduct, but, you know.
Yeah, you feed them and give them water, fertilizer. And the weeds are the feeding. Yeah. So just a bowl of water out back, and we're good.
Mm-hmm. New details are being released after a Pensacola man was arrested and accused of fatally shooting his wife and his dog. 51-year-old Timothy Kramer is charged with first-degree premeditated murder and aggravated animal cruelty. 47-year-old Rosa Kramer left her husband a couple of weeks ago, was living elsewhere, and investigators say she returned to their home on Hillcrest Avenue Tuesday morning to, you know, collect some belongings, thinking that Timothy would not be there at the time. But that night, the Escambia Sheriff's Office put out a missing person alert, and then her body was found inside the home the next morning. Timothy Kramer was arrested by the Milton police and was extradited to Escambia County Wednesday afternoon. The dog is recovering, though. That's the bit of good news in this.
Yeah, just a tad. That wasn't on my script here, so I appreciate you for throwing that in. That's a very crucial detail, because it is. It's, you need some good news with a story like that.
Right.
The last of the residents who had been calling the Jones Swamp home have now been removed. According to the PNJ, the deadline for those remaining to move away was Wednesday, and Escambia County deputies were on hand to make sure a court order was enforced. The property, owned by the Area Housing Commission, notified residents in February that they had around 90 days to move out. At that point, around 40 people were living there, but by Wednesday's deadline, that number had decreased to around 12.
Well, Santa Rosa County Schools are receiving a new designation as a Space Florida Space Academy District. They're one of the first school districts to receive that designation. The Space Academy works with school districts that provide certification, including advanced manufacturing, construction, cybersecurity, and logistics. School officials say the district offers programs which get students ready to work in the space industry.
That's very awesome for this educational vicinity. But keeping with that, that's not the only area where education's thriving. The State Board of Education approved rule changes this week that will allow high school athletes to profit from endorsement deals, and a Gulf Breeze student is one of the first in the state to sign on. Standout athlete Presley Mosley has signed an agreement with attorney Autumn Beck Blackledge. Mosley attends Gulf Breeze High School and has been ranked in the top five high school baseball players, 100 in the nation. Blackledge says the NIL agreement isn't just about promoting her services to families, but also about celebrating young individuals in the community. So
that guy's got a good future ahead of him.
Yeah, it's like what Donald Trump said to Justin Jefferson when LSU won the national title game. He looked over and went, "We're looking at money." Just about 5:20 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, state and national news. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
I want to thank all of our listeners who tune in to our daily Strength for Life segments here in Pensacola and across the country. Thank you for your emails. Thank you for your thoughtful feedback. Thank you for humbly letting God strengthen you through the principles of His Word and the power of His Spirit. If you're interested in more Strength for Life, please check out our YouTube channel. Our radio segments are only 60 seconds in length, but our YouTube video segments provide 4 to 5 minute videos of practical Bible content on topics such as overcoming jealousy, how to strengthen your marriage, and much more. Find our YouTube channel by searching Strength for Life Pensacola and be sure to subscribe. We produce fresh video content each week, which is certain to strengthen your walk with God and strengthen your relationship with others.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
The recent global outage had many businesses scrambling to recover. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. The single program made millions of business and government systems inoperable. As an owner, you and your IT team should have a plan in place for when trouble strikes. Businesses on the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Sometimes a family needs a little help to deal with life stresses. You can contribute to happy, healthy childhoods with a few simple steps. Notice families under stress. Offer a helping hand. Give your time. Talk about healthy child development. Connect a family with resources. Contributing to a great childhood can be as easy as being a good neighbor. For more, PreventChildAbuseFL.org. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Mex Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
2018. Congressman Matt Gaetz flies off to the Bahamas on a private trip to meet a marijuana investor and at least five young female escorts. Among them, the teenage girl. The investor made millions thanks to Gaetz' marijuana bill. But that's how you do business with the real Matt Gaetz. Florida Patriots PAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Slow your roll, Fogarty. We ain't getting on to traffic and weather just yet. Got a couple minutes to work with here. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Stephen Austin here in the studio with you. A couple state headlines before we get another quick check of the roads. Florida election officials getting ready for next month's primary. The Supervisor of Elections Office in Duval and Orange County say they have begun testing nearly 20 random voting machines to make sure that they are ready for residents on August 20th. The process is available to the public as a way to create election transparency. Once the equipment is tested and checked off, it will be sealed until polling sites open. The deadline to register for the upcoming primary has passed, but residents have until October 7th to register to vote in the general election this November.
Well, if you're a Florida driver, you may notice changes when you first get or replace your ID card. This begins next week, by the way. The State Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles says a new law will require driver's licenses and identification cards to include at least four randomly generated numbers. The measure is designed to increase security and identity theft protection. The numbers will permanently stay with each resident unless they change their last name. That policy goes into effect on July the 31st.
Very nice. All righty, just about 525. Now we can get a check of roads and weather.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what we got here. All right, so it's not too much going on right before the weekend here. At least that's the way it currently is. Thank goodness for that. We do have some backups on Scenic Highway. They don't reach for long, but they are severe. If you're traveling southbound, let's see. Give me the roads here. Okay, so traveling southbound towards I-10. No wonder it wasn't giving me a road name. It was pretty flipping obvious. Outside of that, it's Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound approaching Highway 87. Outside of those couple of spots, though, there's not too much holding you up at this time. Steve, how's the weather?
It looks pretty cloudy right about now. We do expect for the weekend some sun, some clouds, and a good chance of showers both tomorrow and Sunday. High 87 on Saturday, high 89 on Sunday, low about 76 both nights. And looking at the News Radio ThreatNet radar, looks like Atmore is getting really dumped on, because that's basically the showers are right around the Florida border, Alabama border, and the moving slightly northward. But we do have a few small showers offshore starting to move into the area, too. And that's the forecast on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thank you very much, sir. All righty, carrying on with some state news here. Brightline reaching new highs as it works on expanding to more Florida destinations. The high-speed passenger rail service has released its June report, showing a total ridership of more than 220,000 passengers, with the number of long-haul customers rising month over month to a record of nearly 140,000. Officials believe this is in response to an increase of repeat customers who are taking advantage of the new service to and from Orlando International. The company opened its 170-mile extension between Miami and Central Florida back in September and is currently working on plans to create two more stations in Martin and Brevard counties.
And I think that's pretty cool. Having lived in areas where you do actually have train service,
yeah,
you find it very convenient.
Quality train service.
I mean, if you have a little statistics here, more people travel by train between Washington and New York than any other form of transportation.
Wow.
Because it's quick. It's fast, and it's better than flying. It's and of course driving with other places like between say St. Louis and Chicago and so forth. When the train can compete with speed to get you from point A to point B with a lot less pollution and a lot less convenience because you don't have to go through the strip search at the airport, it really works. And unfortunately, in this area, we don't have any.
Yeah, we don't. Yeah, we don't really. The only trains we're seeing are when we're driving over the bridge and we see it over there, like
slow freight trains.
Yeah, there you go.
But we used to have train service here until I think it was when Ivan the Terrible, that hurricane came through. I think it was the Sunset Limited used to run through here to Miami all the way from Los Angeles. Mm. And that train service ended after the hurricane, and we're still waiting for it to resume.
Oh, all righty. Getting into some national news here, the Trump campaign will not commit to a presidential debate with Vice President Kamala Harris until she's officially the Democratic nominee. The campaign's communications director in a statement said it would be inappropriate to schedule a debate with Harris because Democrats very well could still change their minds. Democratic delegates are expected to vote virtually to confirm Harris as the party's nominee by August 7th.
Well, Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro is backing Vice President Kamala Harris's presidential bid at a rally in Philadelphia. Shapiro appeared alongside trades union leaders in Philadelphia and praised Harris's fearless leadership. He added there could be not a more clear contrast between Harris and Donald Trump, arguing that Trump, and we quote here, can't run away from his record any longer, unquote. The governor of that critical swing state is considering a possible running mate for Harris. He is considered a possible running mate for Harris.
Mm. And speaking of endorsements for Kamala, Barack and Michelle Obama endorsing her in the Democratic race for president as well. The former president and first lady released a video this morning showing Vice President Harris speaking on the phone with both of them, and Obama can be heard saying, quote, Michelle and I couldn't be prouder to endorse you and to endorse everything we can get, everything we can to get you through this election and into the Oval Office, end quote. A joint statement announcing the endorsement, the Obama said, there is no doubt in our mind that Kamala Harris has exactly what it takes to win this election and deliver for the American people.
And speaking of elections, the Secret Service is outlining the security plan for the Democratic National Convention next month in Chicago. Increased local security measures will occur around the United Center and McCormick Place in the days leading up to, during, and immediately following the convention. Officials unveiled a pedestrian-only restricted zone around the United Center, and temporary road closures will be in effect around both venues.
And New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy set to begin a family vacation Saturday, likely leaving a big decision looming for when he returns. The governor will not return to the Garden State until August 11th, and it's unlikely that he'll announce his interim pick to replace Senator Bob Menendez until he returns. Menendez's resignation is slated to take effect on August 20th. Multiple reports say Murphy is being pushed to name Andy Kim. I'm tripping all over the place today. Pushed to name Andy Kim as the replacement, which would give Kim a leg up ahead of November's election for the seat against his Republican challenger, Curtis Bashaw.
Well, France is reeling after a major attack on the country's railway system. The same day as the opening ceremony of the Paris Olympics, the French rail company says trains at all major Paris stations are delayed after a series of arson attacks. It damaged infrastructure that's being called coordinated sabotage. Authorities are not calling it a terror attack, but believe it was intended to destabilize the railway system.
Well, there's one good thing about having no traveling railroad in this area because of stuff like that. I will say, I mean, it has to be deliberate. Either that or that is just the worst coincidence ever. 5:30 Fox News break coming up. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. When we return, some sports headlines, and it's about the Olympics and a bit more of France as well.
I'm John Saucier, getting word from former President Trump that he's planning to hold another campaign rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. Of course, the site of the assassination attempt against him, the former president meeting today with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at his Mar-a-Lago club in Florida. The prime minister also got together with President Biden yesterday, the president urging him to accept a ceasefire deal currently brought to the table by mediators. The incoming Israeli ambassador to the UN, Danny Dannon, telling Fox Business it's really tough to ask for a ceasefire right now.
You cannot expect Israel to finish it fast and at the same time to minimize casualties. And that's exactly what we are doing. We move slowly because we want to kill the bad guys. We don't want to kill innocent civilians in Gaza. So those who are expecting us to finish fast, what do they expect us to ignore the rule of engagement that we put upon ourselves? We will not do that.
Vice President Kamala Harris met with Netanyahu yesterday, says she won't be silent on civilian deaths in Gaza. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Stocks finished the day higher. The Dow gained 654 points, while the S&P 500 rose nearly 60, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ grew by 176. International rail operator Eurostar says it would have to consider canceling a quarter of its services today and over the weekend after France's high-speed rail network faced coordinated acts of vandalism just ahead of the opening ceremonies tonight for the Summer Olympic Games in Paris. The SEC now charging activist short seller Andrew Left and his firm of running a $20 million multi-year scheme to defraud followers by publishing false and misleading statements regarding his supposed stock trading recommendations. U.S. crude oil futures for September are tumbling today, now down 2.3% to just under $76.50 a barrel. To cap the news today, the Dow has gained nearly 1.7%. That's Your Money Now.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T?
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Tesnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again, at work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text ROCK to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text ROCK to 42424. That's ROCK to 42424.
This is Linnell Willingham with a Sports Minute sponsored by Wrangler. It's Wrangler season out there. Open roads, endless horizons. Shop Wrangler.com for new denim styles. The Pittsburgh Steelers announced yesterday that quarterback Russell Wilson will miss some time as he is day-to-day with a calf injury. And Steelers fans, that should be music to your ears because in reality, Justin Fields should have been the one taking first-team reps from the get-go. I'm Linnell Willingham.
Around here at Wrangler, we are all excited for spring. The longer days, the warmer nights. When you've got your pick of shorts and jeans, either works just fine. Blue skies, open roads. Wrangler, for the ride of life.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You've got questions? O'Reilly Auto Parts has answers. Need a pro you can trust? We've got that too. No matter what you need, our professional parts people have the training and expertise to help you do things right. Deep automotive knowledge. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Around here at Wrangler, we are all excited for spring. The longer days, the warmer nights. When you've got your pick of shorts and jeans, either works just fine. Blue skies, open roads. Wrangler, for the ride of life.
Ugh, I've been feeling so sluggish and just kind of blah.
Been there. That's why I take Align yogurt-coated probiotic fruit bites.
But I suppose they taste blah?
Actually, they taste delicious. It's an apple blueberry flavored center covered in a yogurt coating and is infused with probiotics to help support a healthy gut. They come 5 in a pouch. I just toss one in my bag and go.
Toss one in my bag?
Get your own.
New Align yogurt-coated probiotic fruit bites from the makers of the number one doctor-recommended probiotic brand. Find them in the digestive care aisle.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe.
Hello, friends. This is retired Santa Rosa County Sheriff Wendell Hall. The clerk of court has a major responsibility to the citizens of our county. They are responsible for thousands of public records, which include court, financial, and treasure. I'm supporting Jason English for clerk of court. Jason has 8 years at the clerk's office as general counsel and chief deputy. He's a good, honest man that will serve us well. Please vote Jason English on August 20th. Thank you.
I'm Jason English, Republican for Santa Rosa County clerk of court and comptroller, and I approve this message.
News Radio Pensacola. Your home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Start your mornings off with the award-winning Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel. Then get informed and laugh from 11 till 2 with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, followed by the Guy Benson Show. Your afternoon drive is anchored by Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, followed by Dave Ramsey. It's News Radio Pensacola, heard on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
I don't know what mellow vibe I was going for with that bumper song, but I think I hit it.
I heard the surf in there.
I know. It's like you put a shell up to your ear, ain't it, Steve?
Take me to the beach.
That's pretty awesome. All right. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Just past 5:35 here, Austin and Steve in the studio with you. Going to get into some NFL headlines here, and it's a lot about Paris with the Olympics going on. We'll start with Chicago Bears safety Jonathan Owens. He will soon leave for Paris to watch his wife Simone Biles, maybe you've heard of her, gold.
Mm-hmm.
The team is giving him a pass from training camp to support his spouse, who has won several previous Olympic gold medals in gymnastics, of course. Owens' agent requested that he be able to make the trip when he signed a 2-year multi-million dollar contract with the Bears this past offseason. The defensive back will leave for France on Monday.
Well, while we're on the subject of France, the Olympics opening ceremony in Paris has begun. Of course, it'll be shown tonight on TV in the States, but of course it has already happened. About 300,000 fans were there along the Seine River. The flag bearers for Team USA were LeBron James and Coco Gauff. The Olympic torch has been making the final approach to the cauldron today with, guess who? Rapper Snoop Dogg being among those carrying it.
All right.
Yeah.
Sometimes like I try to think, you'll see people somewhere and you're just like, what the heck are they doing there? And Snoop Dogg at the Olympics, mm-hmm. I guess, is one of those instances for me. The 2024 Olympics, of course, with them being underway, the NBC has transformed New York Center's Rockefeller Center. New York Center's Rockefeller Center?
It's New York City's Rockefeller Center. Yeah,
I guess that's a typo there. Excuse me. New York City's Rockefeller Center into the U.S. home for its coverage with watch parties for dozens of events. From today until the games end on August 11th, Rockefeller Center will have giant screens so folks can cheer on their favorite athletes.
Yay.
Today's aforementioned opening ceremony. Yeah, like that. Cheer like that. Today's aforementioned opening ceremony was screened live at the rink beginning at noon Eastern. Also today, we have screenings for archery, soccer, rugby before the first full day of action on Saturday. Organizers say that there will be surprise visits from current and former U.S. Olympic athletes, so that's pretty cool there.
Oh, yeah.
And Snoop Dogg, as we've since learned.
Of course.
all righty. So, of course, Olympics dominating the headlines. We do have some quick MLB games here, though, with the first of them that we're covering getting underway in a little over 10 minutes. So Rays versus Reds at 5:50. That's going to be followed by Braves at Mets at 6:10. We will give score updates on both of those at around this time next hour. Also, we've got Marlins at Brewers at 7:10. Other notable games include Yankees at Red Sox at 6:10. That's on ESPN+. Obviously, a big rivalry in baseball history, but both teams are top six in the American League standings today, so it makes it all the more notable. Also, Dodgers at Astros at 7:10 on Apple TV+. The Dodgers have the second most wins in the entire league with 62. So I ain't just talking about AL or NL. I'm talking about Indy MLB. So the Dodgers, not a huge fan of them, but can't deny what they're doing there. All righty, 5:40, getting into some health business and science notes. Apparently, getting a shot twice a year can help prevent HIV infections. The only problem is, at least around here, you have to be able to afford it.
Oh.
A new study of women in South Africa and Uganda found that out of 5,000 women who got shots for lenacapavir, none got HIV. Here in the U.S., getting those shots costs more than $42,000 a year. The study was published this week in the New England Journal of Medicine.
Of course, I could afford that. No problem.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, doctors at the Texas Heart Institute say they have successfully implanted a valveless artificial heart into a human. The procedure was performed at Baylor St. Luke's Medical Center in Houston. The implant from BiVacor is made of titanium and features a rotary pump with a single moving part in that pump. The rotor that pumps the blood is suspended in a non-contact position by magnets. The device was installed as part of a feasibility study by the USDA. The BiVacor total artificial heart is expected to be used on patients with severe heart failure while they await a transplant. Now that the first implantation is complete, four other patients are going to be offered the chance to participate in the study of this device. And shows great promise.
Yes, and I wonder how much that's going to cost that advances.
$42,000.
Yeah, if you're lucky. A key indicator shows inflation held steady in June. The Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index rose 0.1% last month and is up by 2.5% from a year ago. The annual rate shows a slight decline from May. Personal income rose just 0.2%, while spending increased 0.3% in line with forecasts. The index is used by the Federal Reserve to gauge inflation.
Well, if you're a gamer, listen to this.
I'm listening.
2,500 SAG-AFTRA video game actors are hitting the picket lines. That strike officially began at midnight, basically last night, after contract talks broke down between the union and the video game industry. Actors want protections from being replaced by artificial intelligence, as well as a new fee structure. The interactive media agreement expired in November of 2022. That covers performers who do voiceovers and motion capture work in video games.
Steve, I mean, I told you last hour, yeah. I am a gamer, especially back when I was a kid. And I'm one of the many people who will tell you that video games are not as good as they used to be. They take more time to produce. They cost all the more money to produce and to purchase. But a lot of times when you get a game, it's riddled with microtransactions or it's like pay to win or it's not even complete. There's a lot of bugs in it, which ruin the gaming experience, yada, 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 yada. The thing is, I'm sure this has happened before, a video game actor strike. However, I have not heard of it happening recently in my day.
Well, I can see they're very aware of the problem posed by artificial intelligence because basically, you know, they could do just a few words. And AI can take those words and they can do the voiceovers and so forth
without
any human, you know, needed to be paid for that. And I could see why they could see that as basically a real hit to their income.
Well, and not only that, but just with the advancement of games in general, when it comes to motion capture and video game voice acting and all that and how much more immersive it is, it's like, yeah, obviously workers are going to become more self-aware of, okay, this is what I'm bringing to the table.
Right.
You know, let me get paid adequately, whatever. So that's just with all the complaints against the video game industry already. That's a serve that's going to – I'd love to see how the industry kind of takes that one on the chin. That's going to be interesting. Just about 5:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. And when I say quick, I mean it. It's been a pretty easygoing evening, I'd say. Hopefully I'm not jinxing anything. We do have some minor backups still on Navarre Parkway. It was normally if you were traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Now it's if you're traveling eastbound coming from Highway 87. And we also have some backups redeveloping on Caroline Street. That's Highway 90. If you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. Outside of those couple of spots, though, there doesn't appear to be too much holding you up at this time. Steve, how's the weather?
Well, sounds like the traffic is good news. Weather, maybe not so hot. We will see sunshine and also some showers both tomorrow and Sunday. High of 87 tomorrow, high of 89 on Sunday, low at night about 76 degrees, and still awfully humid. And looking at the News Radio ThreatNet radar, still a bunch of showers hanging around. Looks like the Florida border, Florida-Alabama border around Atmore, and they're basically getting dumped on. That's the forecast on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thank you very much, sir. All righty, one last quick health, business, and science note here very quickly. Consumer sentiment slipped again in July as many Americans worry about high prices. I should say continue to worry about high prices. That's been a pretty common trend.
Right.
The University of Michigan's final reading for the month dipped less than 2 points from June. The survey noted continued uncertainty over the upcoming election is likely to cause volatility in economic attitudes. Still, inflation expectations for the year ahead fell slightly for the second straight month.
And you can see that in the stock exchange with basically the market going way down and then the next day way up.
Yeah.
It's like a seesaw.
Yeah. And
people are really not sure what's going to happen.
Well, and as we've mentioned, we mentioned it around this time last hour, we're seeing about like, okay, these economic signs show some level of stability, this, that, or the other, but mm-hmm. we're still hearing about consumers being worried about the high prices. So it's a vicious cycle at this point. Here in Pop Culture Notes, we'll tackle a few very quickly because there's a lot to get into here. Deadpool and Wolverine. Unsurprisingly, off to a great start at the box office. The Marvel Studios film made $38.5 million from Thursday previews, which is the best ever for an R-rated film. It's currently projected to make between $160 and $175 million, but that number may end up near or above $200 million. Overseas, the film has made north of $64 million, putting its global total already over $100 mil.
Wow.
Quite impressive.
Yeah, it is impressive. Well, Comic-Con is underway across downtown San Diego. 135,000 people are attending the re-energized event for 2024, headlined by celebrities like a few people you may have heard of, like
perhaps
Ryan Reynolds, Hugh Jackman, Chris Hemsworth, and Keanu Reeves. David Glanzer with the Comic-Con says the convention is returning to pre-pandemic levels, with Lord of the Rings, The Walking Dead, Star Trek, DC, and Marvel all holding events in San Diego this week.
Mm. Who does Chris Hemsworth, who does he play again? Like who's like a role that is he Thor?
Yes, I think he is.
Okay, I was about to say, because we got Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman. That's Deadpool and Wolverine.
Yeah.
Keanu Reeves, John Wick.
It's hard to keep up with some of these. They have so many heroes in the Marvel Comics universe right now.
Well, and that's the thing. He's a twin brother as well. So it's like I could be getting him mixed up with his sibling.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see what we got here. I'm going to look it up real quick.
Yeah,
he's Thor. Okay, just wanted to make
sure. He's Thor. Okay, good.
So yeah, Deadpool, Wolverine, Thor, and John Wick. So mm-hmm. if you're in San Diego, you don't want to miss it. Lastly, here, before we take a quick break, Justin Timberlake going to be arraigned again for the DWI charges next Friday.
Again.
Gosh, he can't escape this. The pop star's lawyer, Edward Burke, argued in court today in Sag Harbor that there was a technicality in the original paperwork. Timberlake is on tour and was not in court on Friday and will have a Zoom call when he's arraigned again. Timberlake was pulled over, of course, in Sag Harbor back in June for allegedly blowing a stoplight and sign. I can't remember which one
it
was.
I think it was a sign.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
At least in the last report.
The script says light, so we'll agree to disagree. He blew something, a red signal for
right.
stopping.
He
did that.
Mm-hmm.
And he swerved before being charged with DWI. So hopefully he'll shake this apparently legacy-defining story.
Well, I'm curious to see how he's going to approach this, because he has been mentioning it in his concerts as he's been touring the country.
Yeah, he did reference
it. He makes light of it, you know, use it with a little humor.
Yeah, and that's what you got to do. 5:48 here. We'll take one last quick break when we return. A few more pop culture notes. We've got a viral TikTok challenge surrounding Chipotle. We'll get into that. Among Oprah Winfrey and Gail King, lesbianism rumors. So
really?
We are checking all the boxes today. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Email from school. About the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No. But you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes. But if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring your blanket or a lawn chair and relax. Enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This Tuesday, it's Tyler Mack, internationally known singer and nominated for the Blues 411 Annual Jimmy Awards. Rock out with Tyler Mack at Bands on the Beach this Tuesday night at 7.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. 5:52 here. We'll get a couple more of these pop culture notes in before we get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. So I hinted at this before we went to break. A viral TikTok challenge forcing Chipotle to address complaints about small portion sizes.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm against those. The Chipotle camera trick challenge started trending after a Chipotle customer posted a video of an employee who added more food to his bowl because he was being filmed. Mm. The video got over 2 million views and has inspired similar videos to get bigger portions. Now the head of Chipotle says that they are training and coaching their employees to make sure they're consistently making bowls and burritos correctly. CEO Brian Nicol said Thursday, quote, "There was never a directive to provide less to our customers," unquote. I will say, yeah. I don't think he was like saying, hey, skimp on these, you know, I don't think anyone was saying skimp on these materials. And then, you know, when someone's being filmed, oh, up it. You know, I don't think it was like that. I think it was just more. It's like you kind of just get into the mode of, okay, I want to look better. I want the company to look better. So, you know, like make sure you're really, you know, I could see that being mentioned. I don't think it was like a huge ploy to like skimp on these certain condiments or whatever. I will say, though, it is funny that now it seems like Chipotle is going to have to put some more oomph into their products.
That's what it sounds like. Well, Oprah Winfrey and Gail King say if they were gay, they'd tell you. You see, the two media stars have been friends for decades. Earlier this week, they appeared on Melinda French Gates' new interview series, Moments That Make Us, and addressed rumors they had a lesbian relationship. Not that there's anything wrong with that. The 70-year-old Winfrey says they've shared pretty much everything, but they're not gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that. The 69-year-old King said, if we were gay, we'd tell you. The first, the two first met about 50 years ago when they worked together at a Baltimore news station and been friends ever since.
Mm. I will say, I mean, I have stayed up many a night thinking about what their relationship status was. I mean, that's just.
Of course, you can't sleep because it's on your mind.
Yeah, are they gay or not?
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Vice President Kamala Harris will appear on RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars for its season 9 finale.
Yeah.
The presumptive Democratic nominee will encourage viewers to vote this November. The episode was taped weeks before President Biden dropped out of the race and Harris announced her bid. It's set to air Friday on Paramount Plus, so that should be interesting. Just about 5:55 here. Exactly. Hold on. Wait a minute. It is 5:55 on the nose. Look at that. All right. That was not an awkward transition at all. Just one last quick check of the roads and weather for hour two here. Let's see. Doesn't appear to be too much going on. We may have some minor backups on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87 and eastbound coming from Highway 87, but that's pretty par for the course at this time. Same can be said for Caroline Street. That's Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. Also, on Highway 90, we do have some backups if you're traveling eastbound passing Home Depot. That area there. No confirmation of an accident, though, at least not currently. Steve, how's the weather?
Well, it looks like it's going to be a kind of a mixed weekend. Sunshine, but some clouds and a good chance of showers both tomorrow and Sunday. High about 87 on Saturday, 89 on Sunday, low about 76 both nights. Right now, it's cooling down because of the cloud cover, I guess. 82 degrees in Pensacola, 84 in Gulf Breeze, and 81 in Milton. And that's the forecast on News Radio 92.3. It's basically informative, local, and dependable. Had to get that in there.
Yeah,
that's what we are.
In layman's terms, mm-hmm. we are informative, local, and dependable. Yeah. All righty, some wacky stories here. I don't really know how to feel about this one. The Ohio Supreme Court has ruled against a man who claims he was injured after finding a bone in his boneless chicken wing. So when you first read that, you're like, okay, come on, dude, get a job. The case began in April of 2016 when Michael Berkheimer said a bone in his boneless wings he bought from Wings on Brookwood near Cincinnati has resulted in him not being able to work due to the bone tearing his throat.
Ouch.
Yeah, he said it caused an infection which resulted in multiple surgeries and even him being placed in multiple medically induced comas. All other courts ruled against Berkheimer. He brought his case to the Ohio Supreme Court as a result. The Republican majority on the court issued a ruling Thursday morning stating that bones are a natural part of the of a chicken, so a consumer should be aware that even boneless wings at least have a chance of having a bone in them, and that a consumer cannot sue over the issue.
Well, I don't know about that. It'd be one thing if he just found a bone and said, oh, there's a bone in it.
Yeah, like but I hurt my tooth.
Yeah,
like,
he basically really ended up with multiple medically induced, surgeries and that kind of thing. And because there's an actual bone that tore his throat, I think he had a case there.
I mean, that's
it says boneless chicken. You kind of think, well, boneless means there's no bone.
Yeah, I get what they're saying. Hey, listen, chickens have bones. I get that. Yeah. But you advertise them as boneless.
Mm-hmm.
So when there's a bone anyway, and it sounds like it brings a man within at least a few inches of his life.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Let's be real here. Police are investigating a decomposing body found in a shed after a dog was spotted carrying a human head in downtown Fresno.
Ooh.
On Thursday morning, officers responded to reports of a dog dropping a human skull. They found the rest of the body in a shed about a block away. As of now, investigators don't believe it was a homicide. That's another story that I'd like to hear the conclusion of.
Yeah.
That's kind of weird.
Well, the San Diego Zoo is asking visitors not to show the gorillas videos on cell phones. Mm. It apparently has become a problem with zoos across the country, including the world-famous San Diego locations. The Wall Street Journal says people are getting gorillas addicted to watching videos on phones and iPads through the glass enclosures, just like the rest of us.
Right.
I got to put my phone down now. Gorillas and humans share 90% of the DNA, and just like humans, they can have too much screen time altering their behavior. The zoo says they don't condone and strongly discourage playing the gorillas the videos.
Okay, look, 98% of their DNA is shared. I got it. And I get the gorillas and humans, both great apes, very similar.
Mm-hmm.
Right. The thing is, like, how many videos are you showing them?
Yeah.
That, like, I understand, like, if you showed them a lot, but who is there every day just like putting their phone up against the screen, against the glass?
Yeah, my question is, why are people showing videos to gorillas and the great apes?
It's for a reaction, but not just like on social media, but it's also to see, hey, you know, if they are similar to us and their brains are relatively close to us in intelligence, maybe they'll laugh at it like I did. I don't know what the thinking is. Good news here. Speaking of zoos, the LA Zoo has broken its own record after 17 California condor chickens hatched during this year's breeding season.
Yay.
Now that would normally be pretty cool, but the zoo's previous record was 15 set in 1997.
Yeah.
The final chick hatched, last month, and the zoo says it's doing well. The zoo says each of the birds will be a candidate for release into the wild as part of the California Condor Recovery Program. Apparently, in 1983, only 22 of the birds were left on Earth.
Which is good news, because now there are more of them.
Absolutely. 17 hatching is awesome. All right, just about 6 o'clock here. WEAR Top of Hour News coming up. Hour 3, everything happening in your world today on News Radio 92.3 coming up after that.